I think it's quite refreshing to see that common sense is beginning to reign in the minds of the ZANU-PF people, because that kind of policy is also part of the land reform policy, which attempted to appropriate farms from those that were making them productive. So if they've now decided that they are scaling down on their initially expressed intention to take over the companies by way of the percentage shares, now I think it will somehow encourage those that had wanted to go to Zimbabwe and invest their money. However, I must also hasten to say that it is possible that this new strategy could be calculated to encourage investors to come, but they have not really discarded the intention of changing that policy. They can introduce that policy once the companies have invested their money, and the companies will suffer in the same way as farm owners suffered when they lost control and ownership of their farms.
Do you think that the ZANU-PF MDC coalition government should do more in order to encourage investors to come into the country? Do you think there's need to do more in order to encourage investors?
A country like Zimbabwe, which is wallowing in the kind of dire poverty that the country is found, definitely has to come up with policies that will encourage, you know, companies, foreign companies coming to invest in the country. Because that economy, as some economists have projected, will take a long time, up to 20 years, for it to get back to its 2000, you know, status. So there has to be a massive injection of funding in terms of companies that invest there, so that productivity in the industries and so on can begin to pay dividends. So the kind of utterance that sometimes I heard from people who belong to ZANU-PF, like threatening investors with, you know, weird policies, are not really welcome. So if they are speaking this kind of language now, fine, we welcome that.
Minister Kasukawere is saying this review was within the context of wide consultations with the MDC in government. Does that give it some form of legitimacy?
Well, I think somehow the MDC has tended to lose that legitimacy of being trusted by other people like foreign investors, you know, by virtue of having allowed themselves to be twisted many a time by ZANU-PF. Because there are times when they've been arm twisted and accepted things that one would not have expected them to accept. One good example is the reversal of sentiments regarding the smart sanctions, and they are going around the world saying that they have to be removed because they are hurting the people of Zimbabwe, when all along we have all believed that they were doing their job. So somehow, whereas they have been part and parcel of the decision and the refinement of that policy, they can no longer be trusted. They are no longer the moral political compass we can rely upon.
So what do you think should be the expectations of Zimbabweans hearing this from officials of the government?
Well, the expectations of Zimbabweans obviously would be to get back to a situation where they do not feel that the senior partner in government is ZANU-PF. Whatever is done, sometimes the name of the MDC is just dangled around to say they've also accepted. But they have to get to a point where they have total trust in the policies of their government. That structure, which is in place right now, I think has somehow outlived its welcome. Somehow, this borrowed, you know, tenure must be pushed to its limit, and so that the people of Zimbabwe can now restore democracy. Because now we have a situation where we have a blocked democracy. That must be removed, and Zimbabweans are awaiting a situation where they can have a government they have elected in power. not a consortium of some sort.